As we're taking a look at where we are with regards to the Black Lives Matter movement, I want to inject this very briefly, something that I mentioned last week, and I want to remind you of it if you heard it last week. Just bring it to your attention if you weren't with us last week. This whole issue of Black Lives Matter, a lot of people seem to be offended by that, and they say, I believe all lives matter. And as I've said before, I certainly agree with that. And sometimes it seems like there may be a misunderstanding of the point behind that concept that Black Lives Matter. And so it's almost as though some people get the impression that the meaning is only Black Lives Matter. And that's really not the message being that is intended. And that's why, as I said previously, I want to say again today, if we add the word to, T-O-O, at the end of that clause, so that instead of just thinking Black Lives Matter, each time you hear someone say Black Lives Matter, or you read the phrase Black Lives Matter, add the word to, so that in your mind, you're seeing Black Lives Matter too. Or if you prefer also, put the word also in there. Black lives matter also. But Black lives matter too. So that it's understood that we embrace, everyone is embracing the reality that all lives matter, but we need to give some special attention to the fact that Black lives in particular are being threatened and assaulted in various ways. Hempel goes on to say that research has shown that being cognizant of our biases leads to change in biased behavior. I appreciate the fact that we have white members of a white organization, the Barna Group, who has conducted this research and are sharing their findings with us. And again, she's saying that if white evangelical Christians genuinely care for the well-being of their African-American brothers and sisters, the first step they must take is being honest about their own biases. Now, that is critical. And that's why some of you have heard me say throughout this conversation, this discussion, this discourse, that a lot of times it's not that white evangelical Republicans don't know that there's a problem with injustice. Most of the time, they just won't admit it. To say that they don't know that there's a problem is to bring into deep question their intelligence. And I mean that very literally. For something to be so obvious day in and day out, year after year after year after year, decade after decade, and all the information, all that white people are hearing, all that white people are seeing, that they're observing, the conversations that take place behind closed doors when it comes to who's going to be promoted, who's not going to be promoted, whether in the military or in the private world, doesn't matter. A lot of progress has been made, but a lot of progress has been stifled too by the people who still have their hearts set on oppression of the Black race. And to say that there are white people who just don't know that this goes on is to deeply bring into question their intelligence. As I said before, at the time that Black slaves were doing the backbreaking work from sunup to sundown that helped make this nation rich, there were white racists, not white people, not the white, all the whites in this nation, just those who were guilty of what I'm getting ready to say. There were white racists who were propagating the lie that the black people were lazy and would not work. They saw the black people working. The white racists were the ones getting the black people up and not letting them go to bed until well after sundown. They saw the black people working. They know they were working. They were sometimes out there in the fields getting some of the black people to gather up the few black bodies that were sometimes literally dropped dead from the hard work. And yet they were telling the rest of the world that the black race was lazy and would not work. It really brings up this whole issue of people facing a really tough dilemma. For the obvious to be in the face of people day in and day out, year after year, decade after decade, and for people to deny a very obvious reality, either their intelligence needs to be called into question or their integrity needs to be called into question. For them to say they don't know that this is going on, they're unaware of this. Either they are very unintelligent, they are truly challenged intellectually, or they're just very dishonest. Either their intellect is problematic or their integrity is problematic. I truly believe that most of the people, the vast majority of the people who've been alive for any length of time, are fully aware of the fact that there are disadvantages put in the way of the black race deliberately and persistently. I don't believe intellect is the problem. The shortage comes up in the area of integrity. They just won't admit it. And again, I'm talking about the white races. I remember years ago having a discussion with a group of people, and a white teen said that if he had a daughter, he would not have a problem with her daughter marrying a Hispanic. He preferred that she marry a white man, but he didn't have a problem with her marrying Hispanic. But he definitely would not, under any circumstances, want his daughter to marry a black man. Well, some of his peers asked him why. They wanted to at least give him a chance, because there may have been some noble reason for that. Maybe, for example, his concern was the flack they might catch by being an interracial couple. Now, no one said that to him initially, because no one wanted to give him an answer and lead him into a response. That came up later. But his peers kept asking him, why do you say that? And he just smirked as he continued to say, I don't want my daughter. I would never want my daughter to marry a black man. Not one of them. And so his white peers confronted him and told him, your problem is you're a racist. He flatly denied that he was a racist. His problem was not intellectual. He knew that he had a very, very malicious bias against the black race. He just wasn't honest enough to admit it. Hempel says that if white evangelical Christians genuinely care for the well-being of their African-American brothers and sisters, the first step that they must take is being honest about their own biases. And she goes on to point out that history and Jesus' example has shown that reconciliation comes from stepping out of our place of comfort and actively pursuing healing for those in need. The Simple says we must do the same if we really believe all lives matter.